I'm author and athlete Brad Kearns. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. Visit bradkearns.com for great resources on healthy eating, exercise, and lifestyle. And here we go with the show. Dr. DeMartini talks a lot about delegating as much as possible, especially the things that don't bring you joy. So the should to's, need to's, have to's. I know that not all of us are in a position to delegate all these different areas of our lives, but it's an interesting concept. And I've found success where I try hard to feel, to think, where can I get some help and support in my business operation? Who can I find to do that? And it takes some effort. But then when you align and form a winning team, that's when you can really take things to the next level, no matter what the example is. I'm so excited to introduce you to Peluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Peluvas give you the most authentic barefoot-style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Peluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Peluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Peluvas, living in your Peluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Peluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Peluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Peluvas, let your feet be feet. Here are some potentially life-changing insights from one of my favorite podcast guests ever, Dr. John DeMartini. I had so much fun interviewing him twice that I'm now a huge consumer of his own podcast called The John DeMartini Show, where he gives nice 20 to 30 minute lectures on peak performance mindset and all these great matters. And today I have some great excerpts that I think about all the time since I first heard them from Dr. DeMartini. Here you go. It's going to knock your socks off. You create internal conflict with your authentic self when you traffic in thoughts and phrases like, I need to, I should to, I have to. These things require motivation, which turns out to be a flimsy and unreliable resource. Instead, ask yourself the most important question: what do you do spontaneously every day that brings you joy and requires no motivation? This is what Dr. DeMartini calls your inspired purpose. The things that you do every day that bring you joy and requires no motivation. Now, yes, you need to make an economic contribution when we're talking in this framework about how to pursue your calling and your inspired purpose. So if you say that your inspired purpose is to sleep in and play video games, or you really like hiking, and that's great. I think he got into more detail with this on the show where, you know what? if that's all you did with your life, let's say you had a dream come true, you won the lottery, and now you get to hike every day, it wouldn't really align with your inspired purpose, because after 30, 60, or 90 days, you'd be like, now what? What else can I do with my life to feel that tremendous sense of fulfillment, contentment, satisfaction that we get when we contribute to the society at large and we make the world a better place? So that's how to define your inspired purpose. What do you do that has an impact on others, that brings you joy, and that you do spontaneously every day? I've asked myself this question my whole life, and I loved my time as an athlete, and I felt like I was a promoter and a role model of healthy lifestyle and competition, even though it was quite a selfish endeavor to be a professional triathlete and race on the circuit. And now I love doing podcasts and talking to you and sharing these great insights from people like Dr. DeMartini. So let's proceed further, shall we? When you are doing that which brings you joy and requires no motivation, that you do spontaneously, this is when you're living your authentic self, following your inspired purpose. Now, how do we get there? A couple tidbits that came from Dr. DeMartini's shows that bears repeating is that it is urgent, it is critical to fill your day with high priority actions, or your day will become filled with low priority distractions, especially now when we have the constant potential for distraction all day long. It's a real battle to pick your priorities and go toward that inspired purpose, making the pursuing the highest expression of your talents and letting the other stuff filter into low priority. Dr. DeMartini talks a lot about delegating as much as possible, especially the things that don't bring you joy. So the should tos, need tos, have tos. I know that not all of us are in a position to delegate all these different areas of our lives, but it's an interesting concept, and I've found success where I try hard to feel to think, where can I get some help and support in my business operation? Who can I find to do that? And it takes some effort, but then when you align and form a winning team, that's when you can really take things to the next level, no matter what the example is. Okay. If you don't empower your life, other people will overpower you. If you don't empower your life, other people will overpower you. Here's another tidbit. If you aren't living according to your highest values, you succumb to distraction and instant gratification and forget about that inspired purpose. He was talking on a recent podcast on the DeMartini show about self-depreciation, this concept where if you dig deep and spend a lot of time in those need-tos, have-tos, and should-to tasks, the stuff that you think you need to get done, but it's keeping you from pursuing your inspired purpose and the top priority items on your to-do list, you depreciate yourself and you lower your own value, your own self-worth, because you're doing this stupid, dirty work. That's a rough one to accept when we're shaking our heads and dragging our feet and saying statements like, thank God it's Friday, or I hope I can get over the hump of Wednesday and the dreaded Mondays and all these things where we're just kind of trying to get through the day rather than vibrating at the highest level and doing the things that bring us joy. So if you aren't living according to those highest values, be careful, because you might self-depreciate and thereby get stuck in a less than fulfilling job, relationship, living situation, all those things. So we have to be constantly aware of, is this okay? Can it be better? Am I living according to my inspired purpose? He talks about forgetting about passion, which we often mention, pursue your passions. I mention on my website, pursuing peak performance with passion throughout life. And I think everyone knows what I'm talking about, but he breaks this word down. Interestingly, he had me look up the Latin root word during the podcast. He goes, do it right now, and you can tell everybody. And indeed, passion comes from a root meaning of suffering. And so when we talk about pursuing our passions, it's a little different than our inspired purpose. And I talk talked about the sleeping in and video gaming. In the end, we have to look higher than the concept of passion to something that makes a meaningful contribution beyond just giving us that instant gratification, especially today when we can pursue all these different passions and end up feeling a void or a sense of emptiness, even though we're constantly entertained and stimulated and hitting these dopamine triggers, as detailed in Dr. Robert Lustig's book, The Hacking of the American Mind. So passion in the proper context is what I'm talking about when I use the word passion. And it's a different twist that I think is important to think about. And speaking of inspired purpose, I think Dr. DeMartini, maybe it was another show, mentioned Celine Dion in Vegas when she's opening up, you know, these wonderful performances during her epic run there of a couple 20 years or something. She introduces all the backup singers and the dancers and the stage hands and everyone as part of the production. And she said, every single person here loves what they're doing every single day. And she told the audience, don't settle for anything less. We love performing up here, and she wants us to love performing in whatever area we're performing in life. What a great way to start or end the show from Celine Dion. Now, here's the thing. If you're too busy, too distracted, too entertained with all the fleeting passions that we can engage with in daily life, you are probably going to get fooled here. You'll be disconnected from how to even conceive of your inspired purpose because there's too much noise in the machine distracting you from what's really most meaningful in your life. So if I were asked to do this assignment, if I went to Dr. DeMartini's Weekend Breakthrough Experience and my answer would say something like writing books, communicating on the podcast and on video, getting this tremendous joy from starting a project and finishing with a completed book. It's a tremendous sense of satisfaction. But wait a second, how did I spend my day yesterday? Oh, it was a couple hours doing this, a couple hours doing this, a half an hour of distraction here because I didn't draw proper boundaries. Whatever you want to say where things are escaping you, the more you get disconnected from that, the more difficult it is to get back into that proper mindset where you know how much satisfaction you get from really being focused and managing that to-do list expertly. Okay, so if you do not fill your day with high priority actions, they will become filled with low priority distractions. Here's an anecdote from Dr. DeMartini's new book called The Seven Treasures. A true story, he was running a big business consulting for other chiropractors to improve their business model, and he needed a manager. And so someone answered the ad and came in with very much bold and confident and said, I'm your man, I'm the guy for the job, this is perfect for me. And so what Dr. DeMartini did was he, on the spot, wrote the guy a check for $10 million and handed it to him. And he said, if I gave you this check, how would you spend your life? And the guy said, oh, well, you know, I love making handcrafting wooden tables and chairs, and it's my hobby, and I love it, and it's great, and it gives me so much joy. And he said, okay, thank you very much. You didn't get the job, and thanks for coming. And the guy said, wait a second, why not? And Dr. DeMartini said, well, you've just expressed what your inspired purpose is, and it's not this job, so it's not going to be a good fit. Whew, pretty heavy. And then the rest of the story is the guy came back a few months later and said, hey, Dr. DeMartini, you changed my life. Thank you so much. I quit my job and now I started a business making wooden tables and furniture. And so, boy, if we can get close to that. And of course, he talks about the reality that, hey, this current job right now, you got to pay the bills, you got to pay the rent. It might not be your inspired purpose, but it's important to think in terms of seeing everything that you do as a stepping stone toward the next thing that's going to bring you closer and closer and help you ever more pursue the highest expression of your talents. So being patient, looking around, making the best of your situation right now, that's a wonderful mindset to have, even if this today isn't your ideal career, relationship, living situation, whatever. You can learn from these stepping stones and they're very important. And in a way, they're meant to be, right? And speaking of that $10 million check example, I want you right now to go through that exercise. And let's say I just handed you a $10 million check through the airwaves. what would you do with the rest of your life? I remember my good friend and former podcast guest, Martin Bronze, a former CEO, retired CEO of Interwoven, the software company that I work for in Silicon Valley, who indeed had a fantastic career, was able to retire at a young age. And so he can do whatever he wants with his life. And I'm sitting down to breakfast with him and he asked me the question, what would you do with your life if you had unlimited resources and didn't have to work for financial return? And I said, I would probably do pretty much the same thing I'm doing right now, but maybe with just a little less intensity, right? So maybe we would choose to work a 6-hour day instead of an 8-hour day or whatever the example is. But it was a great exercise to think, yes, I enjoy doing this. Yes, I enjoy doing that. So I'm getting close. I might not be all the way there. I still have a lot of have to, should to's, need to's that I might be better delegating or deprioritizing in order to pursue the highest expression of my talent. So I always want to be thinking in these terms of what's the best use of my time and energy today. And speaking of that idea where I said, yeah, I might do all the same stuff, but maybe with just not that same level of intensity, that might be a winning move that I could go toward immediately. I love the insights from Mark Allen when he was interviewed by L. Russ on the Primal Blueprint podcast, where he talked about how he started to work less and less and with more ease and more downtime and a more relaxed approach. His business took off. He's a prominent publisher of New Age books. And it was just wonderful to listen to this guy talk about how he starts work at 1:30 in the afternoon. And he went from a 5-day week to a 4-day week to a 3-day week and all that kind of stuff. It was a little bit over the top. It might be off-putting for certain people. But if you listen carefully, he made a good point that when we allow things to happen and don't force things to be that aren't meant to be with pure competitive intensity and that dogged work ethic that has served us so well in so many ways, boy, that's when a lot of beauty and magic can occur. And especially in the realm of, let's say, a creative career path or an entrepreneurial path, it's that downtime where you're daydreaming or you're connecting the dots that you otherwise wouldn't have time to because you're so busy and it's such a grind reacting to all the communication and all the stimulus that we're faced with every day. When you give yourself that permission to relax a little bit, sometimes breakthroughs can be had through the side door. And I talked about on the previous Breather show where when I started training with less intensity and less overall energy expenditure, my career as a professional triathlete took off because I was taking care of my body rather than pushing myself too hard in the name of competitive success, but doing so in a manner that promoted overtraining, exhaustion, fatigue, breakdown, burnout, illness, and injury. So we want to keep that balance going all the time. We want to protect our health and our sleep habits and all those things is number one, with everything else flowing downstream from a foundation of good health. And that's when you can really succeed in a far superior manner and enjoying it far more than if you're grinding away and putting in extra hours. Unfortunately, we have a lot of messaging from society that glorifies the work ethic and the extreme work ethic, the overworking ethic. And we need to disengage from that and do what works for us and continue to think about that every day. What do you do spontaneously that brings you joy and requires no motivation? Thank you, Dr. John D. Martini. Listen to our complete shows, and I hope you enjoyed this breather. Hey, I want to tell you about Schwenk Grills. This is a revolutionary portable gas infrared grill that uses the exact same heating technology as the world's best steakhouses. You heat up to 1500 degrees Fahrenheit to grill the juiciest steak you've ever tasted in as little as 3 minutes. Can you believe it? That's right. You do not have to go to those crowded, noisy, super overpriced steakhouses anymore when you have the same technology in your backyard. And the Schwenk portable infrared grill is not just for steak. You can make chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, lobster, vegetables. I make salmon in 3 minutes. They even have a pizza stone accessory. I want you to visit their very informative and mouth-watering website at schwankgrills.com. That's S-C-H-W-A-N-K. Everything you cook, faster, juicier. The speed is so important, so convenient. There's a drip tray on the bottom, so you let the juices drip down. I love the bison burger, the venison burgers. That's my game. And then you can add a mixture of butter, spices, whatever you want, into the tray. Pour it back onto your meat or your salmon for a huge improvement in flavor. Are you getting hungry? I am. Let's go to schwankgrills.com, S-C-H-W-A-N-K, grills.com, and up your home cooking game. This is a one-of-a-kind grill. I have a great discount code for you, of course. It's Brad150 to save $150 off your purchase of a Schwank grill. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.